So what was your experience with doing this? That good, Mo.
It was too hard.
It was too hard compared to...
It was hard to isolate the processes because we kept realizing that there was another one in there too.
Yeah. And you do it automatically.
Right. So they all flow together after a while, don't they? It's hard to...
But one sentence has about two of them.
And one sentence can be absolutely loaded with meta-model distinctions that are not clear, like the she showed me something. Yeah, and you have to say, what is it that I need to understand about this? Where is my confusion? And to begin with, ask about everything, because then you get in the habit of doing it. And you will build an internal voice that will automatically go, oh, how? What? You don't have to say this specifically, but inside you get, I don't have enough information. I need to ask more about this. And then you find a way to do it with somebody else. So what were your conversations like? Bizarre? Normal? Nora? Have you, yeah.
It sounded like a normal teenage conversation.
Okay. There's an awful lot assumed, isn't there, by us in our language. A lot of assumptions, and you know, if you take that word assume apart, you know, it's leaving everybody in a bad state because assumptions don't work. Actually, I have a story about that. I don't know how many of you have heard about the Four Agreements. A book that was written by Manuel Ruiz. And he really has some things about language in there that I think are very good. It modeled from the Toltec Indians, the first agreement. I use these with my clients all the time. First agreement is be impeccable with your word. So he says, speak with integrity. Say only what you mean. Avoid using the word to speak against yourself or gossip about others. So he's talking about your internal dialogue as well as what you say to others. So he's saying be impeccable about the way you speak to yourself as well as the way you speak to others. Use the power of your word in the direction of truth and love. Now, a question comes up for me. How specifically do you do that? So you might just think about that. How can I use the power of my words to make sure I'm going in the direction of truth and love? Okay, that's the first agreement, but the one that I share so much with other people, the second one is, don't take anything personally. Now, it's stated in the negative. And typically we say, don't state things in the negative. But he said, don't take anything personally. Nothing others do is because of you. And you let that sink in. Nothing others do is because of me. Oh, that's a novel idea. What others say or do is only a projection of their own reality. It's their RAS, their reticular activating system working. It's a projection of their own reality and their own dreams. When you are immune to the opinions of others and the actions of others, you will be... this is a bad copy. You won't be the victim of needless suffering. And I use this so often with people I'm working with who think everything's about them. If somebody else is having a bad day and they take it out on you, I mean, we take it personally instead of saying, hey, this isn't about me. This is about the kind of day they're having. It's their issue, not mine. Anyway, then the third agreement is don't make assumptions. Find the courage, and that's what we're learning here. Find the courage to ask questions and express what you really want. Communicate with others as clearly as you can to avoid misunderstandings, sadness, and drama. And, you know, this has really been empowering for me in my life because I don't want to go around creating misunderstandings in my life. And recognizing that through using specific language when it's important, I can avoid creating confusion in my part and in somebody else's, that's really valuable. With just this one agreement, you can completely transform your life, according to him. That of not making assumptions. Not assuming you know, but asking questions. And then the last one, again, this is another meta-model distinction we're going to do after lunch. Always do your best. Always. Mm-hmm. Okay. Your best is going to change. That's what I like about what he says about it. It's going to change from moment to moment, whatever your best could be. It'll be different when you are healthy or as opposed to when you are sick. Under any circumstances, simply do your best, whatever that is for you. And you will avoid self-judgment, self-abuse, and regret. So those four agreements have a lot to do with the way we use our language. And I like that as a way of thinking. Yes?
Where we can find this? What's the author?
Yes. I certainly can. Yeah. It's a nice little book, The Four Agreements. Oh, Don Miguel.
Oh, Don Miguel.
Miguel, not Manuel. Sorry, thank you. And they call everybody in that culture Don. They all have the same first name.
They all?
They do. I know a lot of them do. Yeah, they do. But that's a good question. Okay, so you notice how you begin to question. Yeah. Well, does that fit for every single one of them? So we're going to play with more of the language patterns after we come back from lunch.